Later this week, Donald Trump will be traveling to Scotland. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee will not be doing any global politicking, though he'll be opening up a new Trump golf course. As NPR's Scott Detrow explains, campaign finance reports show Trump is mixing business and politics like no candidate has before.
On primary night after primary night this spring, Donald Trump held many events on home turf.
Yeah, sit down, everybody, please. I mean, this is Mar-a-Lago. We give you seats. You don't have to stand. I'm looking at all these people.
Trump's Florida resort could probably buy more seats with the money it earned from those rallies. Trump's campaign spent $423,000 in rent and catering costs for events at Mar-a-Lago. And every month, it cuts a $15,000 rent check for its campaign offices at Trump Tower. The money goes to Donald J. Trump. The Associated Press says since it began, Trump's campaign has spent more than $6 million on Trump companies, products, or venues. Is that legal? Campaign finance expert Paul S. Ryan says yes. He works at the Campaign Legal Center, a nonprofit that specializes in federal election commission rules.
The candidate is generally prohibited from converting that money to personal use, meaning pocketing that money.
Ryan says the FEC does allow a campaign to rent office space or equipment owned by the candidate as long as it pays fair market value. So Trump's campaign actually has to cut those checks for rides on his airplane and rallies at Trump golf courses. Still, when you're paying millions of dollars to yourself, appearances matter. Donors don't want to think they're padding a billionaire's profits. Rick Wilson is a Republican political operative who's been very critical of Trump. He says he spent a lot of time on the phone this week with Republican donors.
You could hear the sound of their checkbooks closing tight.
Wilson says Trump's low cash totals, just more than $1 million, raised a lot of concerns. And he says all the payments to Trump properties make those donors even more skeptical.
They don't want to have to throw good money after bad in a campaign with a guy who's not prepared to run, a guy who's not serious about running, and a guy who's frankly using this to build up his brand and enrich his company.
Trump's campaign didn't respond to requests for comment. But there's no question Trump mixes advertising with politics.
It's also really wonderful to have you at Trump National Golf Club. Jack Nicklaus did this.
Trevor Potter, a former FEC chairman, says all these Trump-to-Trump payments benefit a candidate who's loaned more than $40 million to his own campaign.
The true cost to Mr. Trump is less than it appears because the money is ending up, some of the money is ending up back in his pocket.
Potter says it's probably a long shot, but if the Trump campaign uses contributions to pay back all of Trump's loans to himself, he could actually turn a profit off his campaign for president. Scott Detrow, NPR News.